Hello?
Hello, sunshine.
Can you hear me now?
I can.
Okay.
Having trouble? Technical difficulties?
Yeah. Spotify has not helped Anchor in any way. That's all I have to say. They got the short end of that stick.
They bought it just to get it out of their competition.
Well, Spotify doesn't have a podcasting app.
Oh.
I don't know.
Well,
I think I don't have Wi-Fi right now, which could possibly be the reason.
Why not?
Because my Wi-Fi only works when it wants to.
Well, that's terrible.
Yeah, I'm paying for it. Great service.
Yeah, we all are. So, we missed last Thursday.
Yeah, I had to go see my pregnant friend.
Somebody was out and about.
She's with child.
She needed you.
Yeah. I probably won't see her. Well, I'm going to try and go to her shower, but maybe won't see her until she has a kid.
Oh, well.
So, sorry for the no podcast.
We can catch up now.
Yeah.
We have a lot to review. I needed a little recuperation time from a two-night
marathon. 2 week.
Bachelor hangover.
Yeah, it was 2 nights, 2 weeks of 2 nights, by the way.
Yeah, it was way too drawn out.
Yeah, so we're in bachelor overload.
So I can talk about it now.
The only thing is everybody owes me money for Hannah B being the bachelorette because I made a bet on it.
Yeah, so how do we collect?
Yeah, you can Venmo me. My Venmo is my name.
I have one quote that summarizes everything from Chris Harrison.
Sure.
Will Colton find love, and what about his virginity?
Yeah, I was reading all the tweets at the end from all the accounts, and they were like, how can you make an entire show about your virginity, and then at the end you won't even answer if you're a virgin or not?
Exactly. It was, yeah. It's just every season gets more ridiculous than the next one. I mean, all the stuff with Ari and the dumping of Becca after the fact. And
I feel like the producers of The Bachelor are so smart that they like if there's a spectrum of the show is like at a zero and then it goes to a 10 being the best it can be. It, like, went all the way back around to being back. Like, it went past being good to being back to being so bad that it's good again.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, it's jumped the shark so much that it's actually kind of good again.
Yes, because it's like, man, I used to not like this show, but now I like it again.
Yeah, but it's so bad, but I can't, I don't know.
It's a different level of that. It's a different level.
Yeah, jump to the shark. You know, not many people know that saying.
Oh, I hear it a lot.
People my age, probably from you.
Probably not your age, huh?
I said, is it from you?
No, I heard it on TV the other day on the news.
About what?
About some politician had jumped the shark.
Oh,
it's Fonzie.
Yeah.
Do you want to say what it is in case your interested friends don't know?
Yes, interested friends. Jump the Shark is from a reference to when Fonzie on Happy Days was water skiing and jumped a shark. And it was...
I think he was on his motorcycle and it was like an Evel Knievel stunt.
Oh, I thought he was on skis and he jumped the shark.
No, and he was supposed to jump over this pond or lagoon on his motorcycle, like... I mean, I don't know. Mel might not even know Evel Knievel at 25 years old.
People know who Evel Knievel is.
Okay. Well, he was doing a stunt, and it was jumping the stunt was to jump over this lagoon full of sharks. And that's when they said that Happy Days just went down the tubes. Nobody was watching it anymore. So the phrase jumped the shark.
It's pretty nice. Not only did you have a show that went down in history, but you also went down in history whenever it jumped the shark.
We also have a phrase for all eternity.
Yeah. So, yes, I can't wait to watch Taylor Swift. I mean, Becca. I mean, Hannah.
Not Becca.
I mean, Hannah B. be the next Bachelor. Because
I hope they give her some lessons or something.
Yeah. I don't. I was like, did they tell her be as uncoordinated, uneducated sounding as you can be right now?
Yeah. I mean, it's like, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. And it's like, oh my gosh, people don't like you already. And now they're going to say they pick somebody who doesn't know what to do.
Yeah. I was like, I mean, pass out a rose.
That's not endearing. You know, some people act like that and they think that that's an endearing quality. Like, oh, help me. Oh, I don't know. Help me.
Yeah. It's called being in high school.
Whatevs. I didn't like it. I'm gonna watch her because I do think she's interesting. She's not boring. She's annoying, but she's not blah.
True.
But judging from the men that there's gonna be some slim pickings on this show.
Hopefully they left the cute ones at home.
Man, yeah. But I have a few notes, being that it was like a 50-hour marathon of Bachelor. I thought that the way that they handled, and I did fast forward a lot, but I might have missed some stuff. The way he handled the two other girls was so odd.
In what way?
Like, well, I wrote down that Taisha, I never can get her name right. I don't know how to spell it. She kept telling him, don't worry, stop crying. Are you okay? And it's like,
yeah,
so bizarre. And it's like, she was just like, okay, whatever, you know. And then the other Hannah was just like a deer in the headlights with her big circle blue eyes.
She was pissed.
Yeah. And he said, well, I'm sorry, I fell in love with someone else. I mean, it's like, do you really have to be that rude?
Yeah, I thought that was funny.
I don't love you. I love somebody else.
I know. That's what I said on my Bachelor.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, he could have left that part out. Like, we could have just deduced that.
Really?
He didn't have to say, I love Cassie. I don't love you.
And then I didn't realize until he brought Cassie to meet his parents and she started talking to his parents, how immature and high school she is. They did an amazing job at editing this girl. I mean, who is Hannah? Nobody knows.
You mean Cassie?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Cassie. Yeah.
Or Hannah.
Well, Hannah B. had a lot more airtime than Cassie.
Oh, I thought you meant Hannah G.
Oh, no. I meant...
Yeah. I just say that the Bachelor editors should win a Emmy or whatever you get for TV.
Well, here's what I think. I think they figured out from early on that he liked her. And both of them are dumb as a rock. So what kind of TV is that going to make?
Yeah. So they said, Kaylin, anybody?
Demi, Hannah B.
Does anybody have anything to say?
Hannah B., any growls? Any?
Yeah. So true. I wonder how the process works. Like, if they go back, like, I mean, they don't wait till the very end to start editing. Like, they start editing throughout because they have to, like, I'm assuming, like, create the stories and stuff. Yeah. And then they have to say, create, like,
drama.
Yeah, yeah. So they have to be like re-watching the footage. Like, I bet they're like, damn. Anybody in here have any ideas?
They probably have to film 24/7 to come up with 10 minutes
for sure.
Storyline.
They just leave those cameras in the house and just hope that somebody says something to them and says, does anybody want to come in this room and talk about anybody?
Yeah. And then the producers go and they have a little drink in the back and they're like, okay, so can we say this to this person and get them really PO'd at the other person and then go put the camera on, you know?
Yeah.
Guess what blah, blah, blah said.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I think you're right. Those editors deserve Academy Award.
Well, so can we go on? I mean, The Bachelor's going to be back in 3 weeks, so
yeah,
I need a little bit of a break.
And if I have to see Ben Higgins again, I mean, jeez,
for real. Well,
keep dating his 20-year-old girlfriend.
Yeah. So, did you watch Vanderpump?
Love Vanderpump.
Yeah, it's no good this season, man.
Well, they're trying really hard. I just think they're getting old and boring.
Yeah.
I mean, when, I don't know, Tom Sandoval's going by a $15,000 motorcycle. I mean, they have two pennies to rub together.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't. Their editors are falling behind. They need to give them. Why aren't they going on a trip?
Exactly. I mean, Swartz flies his triplet brothers in that are fat and lazy and dumpy and have nothing to offer.
Or say. They didn't even say anything.
I know. The thing with Katie and Swartz, I liked. I liked the fight.
Sandoval.
Sandoval. Swartz was a wussy.
Yeah. I was really close to tweeting at Katie. I try not to tweet at the people because I know they're humans too. But I wanted to tweet and be like, she is such a bitch.
Yeah, she is.
Like when they showed all those
was spot on. Yeah.
When they showed all those clips from the past. Yeah. I was like, I love that.
Yeah. And it's like, you know, you can say whatever to whoever and however you want. And I mean, you suffer the consequences, but better not do it to you.
Yeah.
I agree with Tom.
I do too.
And what
that's what they call it. Anna,
what was she not? She didn't say a word.
They edited that really weird because how she came back there and they were in the alley and she was like, yeah, I have something to say. And it was like, what?
Yeah.
She was like, came back there already yelling.
Yeah, I don't know.
And how Tom Sandoval always has to be the bad guy.
Yeah, because Swartz is such a wuss.
Yeah.
He won't stand up to anybody.
Yeah. He's a beta.
And what did she do? Give him an ultimatum. Yeah. Yeah.
So that's all that happened that I thought was interesting.
Yeah.
And Sheena wearing her bra. I was wondering where Sheena was. She hadn't been in a couple.
No, I even have my notes say Sheena's pitiful. She needs a story.
Oh, yeah. Well, she's already gotten divorced. She's already gotten married and divorced.
Yeah, for the show.
So I don't know what else she can do.
No. And then she moved like it. What they make it seem like is 500 miles away.
For real.
Did you see her invite? She's like, if I want to make it enticing for you girls, I am going to have lasagna. And Katie's like, ooh.
Yeah.
It's like, that's so weird.
Yeah, my vlogs have more substance than that.
Your vlogs are good. Anyway, you're not trying to be on a reality show with the Vanderpumps.
I would love a reality show with the Vanderpumps.
I know.
So let's talk about something better.
Okay.
Summer House.
Summer House is better. I love the summer.
I love the New Jersey Jersey Shore girl.
Gym tan. Laundry. She's rough.
Yeah.
I like her though, and then I like the other brunette,
Paige.
Yeah,
they don't seem like they would be friends.
They work together; they're work friends, I think. And so is the guy. That's how all three of them are there. I think Paige is friends with Lindsay. That's how they knew each other.
Yeah, I think he forgot he was gay.
I think somebody forgot to tell him he was gay, but he sure does think a lot of himself.
Yeah.
Whether he's gay or not.
He was Hinge's most eligible bachelor.
Says who?
I guess Hinge.
How do they do that?
I guess they have, like, an algorithm that can tell the most eligible pick. They pick them.
Oh, like the one that has the most selfies on his site? Or
no, the one that gets the most swipes. Oh. It's like Bumble.
Okay. Well, usually most eligible bachelor, excuse me, means the best job, the best, you know.
Well, maybe that is why. I was assuming it was the person that was liked the most.
Oh. Usually most eligible means they're the best pick.
Oh. Well.
Most to offer.
Well, it was already the 4th of July.
I know. I don't get that. It's only been two shows. They zoomed through this.
Well, maybe we'll have more at the end.
Maybe. Well, I was disappointed because the first two shows, they're so awkward because they're all upset with each other about the 17-page email and the deleting of people from Instagram and Lindsay versus Kyle and Amanda and all the tension in the house. They go to the beach, and in 2 minutes, they're like,
"Yeah,
okay, all friends now? Okay, good. Hug it out." It's like, what the heck?
Yeah, that was annoying.
I mean, come on. They could have done that in the first 2 minutes they walked in the house, but they had to make all the drama.
Yeah. I do have something to say.
Okay.
I think that Everett is good looking. I like him.
Interesting.
You don't think so?
He's better looking than Carl.
I think he's attractive. He's
attractive. He's not handsome.
Yeah, you have to watch out for those because you might have ugly kids.
Well,
because like he's a good looking man, but like he's kind of a little pointy, so you never know.
But you might have like, you know, two good looking boys, and then your little girl will look like you.
She better hope because he's pointy.
You never know. You don't know how those jeans are gonna fall when you roll the dice.
Huh.
So I don't have much more on that. Oh, except the kissing at the pool.
Yeah, what the heck?
Oh, that was disgusting. She's gross.
Danielle?
Yes.
She's that girl in high school that never partied and was never popular. And so now she's like, oh, I already said this last week. Now that she's hanging out with a popular girl, she thinks
you can
she's
say
popular.
It again. Yeah. You know, and just, I don't know. She has nothing interesting, except it is kind of interesting to watch her be like slutty when she's not. I don't know.
On the prowl?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about some Real Housewives.
Yes.
Real Housewives of New York.
Let's see.
Hi, I have one thing to say.
Okay.
Mermaid tails.
I have mermaid. I have one word, mermaid. And then trying to come down the stairs. They look at it and break their freaking necks.
Ramona, you can't make that up.
She is all stomach.
I know.
That's a beer belly.
Probably. Alcohol.
6-year-old drinking like a sot.
Yeah. And like, she seriously was like, let me turn around and go down this.
Backwards. Well, I have a quote of the night. When they go out to dinner that night, just like the blondes, because it was the blondes, versus the brunettes, whatever.
Yeah.
Ramona says, okay, I've been with you guys all day. I'm going to go to the bar for a while.
Yeah.
And they look at each other like, what? Yeah, I'm going to go to the bar for a while. Yeah. And she goes and she leaves them at the table and goes sit at the bar trying to pick up a guy.
Yeah, she's an old lady hoe.
God, she's a hag, yeah. And then she comes back and she says, yeah, I was hitting on two guys. And then it turns out they were married to each other. Everybody at the bar was gay.
She's always hitting on gay guys.
Well, it seems like where they go, that's the patronage. I mean, I don't know.
I thought it was funny how Sonia was like, Tinsley looked the best in the mermaid tail, but she's going to say, I'm so fat. Aw. And she was like, she really did look the best.
Yeah, and I thought that was nice of her to give her props. Ramona would never.
No. Sonia's my favorite.
Yeah, and Ramona, in fact, along those lines, when they had the tennis lesson.
Oh, yes.
She was so PO'd that the pro kept hitting the ball, too. Because Tinsley's good.
So funny.
Ramona's like, I got to go. I got to.
She was like, I've already worked out today. I'm just going to go ahead.
Like, man, those people got so much money. Her house, a tennis court.
Whose house is that? Ramona's?
That's Ramona's. And her and stupid Mario. What the heck did they do?
They probably didn't pay their taxes.
Well, seems like they should have got caught by now.
The other housewives have.
Yeah, because Sonia got caught. Tinsley got caught. Tinsley was freaking arrested.
I thought that was for a PI, public intoxication.
Well, I think she did something to an ex-boyfriend, too, like assaulted him or something. Trespassing on his property.
Potato, potato.
Yeah. Same with Money Can't Buy You Class. What's her name? Luann. Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel sorry for Luann. She's trying. At least she's admitted that she has a problem. Dorinda needs to get on board.
Yeah.
I mean, she's, man.
I don't know if they're actual alcoholics.
Yeah, they are.
Well, I feel like they're, like, it seems like they're, like, if they weren't in that environment, I don't know if they would be alcoholics.
Well,
you know what I mean? Oh, I think just being rich and being with those people and being.
Well, then, but they are. And so they are an alcoholic.
But I feel like all of them are, is what I'm saying, because they're all together. Like, it's like.
Well, I think Bethany has more self-control. I think Tinsley has more self-control. Like, they're just not always the drunk ones. It's always Dorinda, constantly. I didn't notice Luann that much, except that episode where she fell across the bushes. She handles hers better. Dorinda has one drink and she's like,
yeah,
slurring. I don't know.
I don't know. It just seems like it goes with the society. Like, if they were just regular people, like, it doesn't seem like they go home and just, like, drink themselves to sleep.
I think they do.
You do?
Yeah, I do. I think Dorinda does not go one day without drinking.
Well, maybe that's true.
You can see it in her face. Whether it be at her house in wherever she's at, the Brookshires or Berkshires. Brookshire is the grocery store. Sorry.
The Berkshires.
I mean, she's drinking. You could tell that's just how she lives. So, and I think there's a lot of definitions about what an alcoholic is. If you can't function in a day-to-day world, if it affects your work, your family, your life, you have a problem. And I don't think she could not drink. I've been around a lot of alcoholics.
Well, anything else about New York?
Let me see my notes. I did think the clam bake was kind of weird. They just kind of started on that at the end.
Oh, I don't know if I saw that.
Well, the thing with the clam bake is that Luann wanted to disinvite Ramona.
Yeah. That was so annoying.
All of that was so crazy.
It was annoying.
And then Dorinda sends a text to Luann with a quote from Tyler Perry.
Yeah. I thought that was funny.
And then, what the heck, Ramona don't get the hint, and she's getting dressed up, and she shows up at the clam bake. So it's like, oh, it's going to get good next time.
Yeah.
But it seemed like it was cold. It seemed windy and overcast. Like, they were all by the pool, and it just seemed like it was not comfortable. It wasn't a good day for a clam bake. They should have nicked it for the next day. But anyway, that's all that I have on them.
That's all I have. How about Beverly Hillbillies?
Oh, God. I don't know what's worse, the dog or the virgin.
Yeah, the dog. No, the virgin.
Yeah, I think it's the virgin because that's so unbelievable.
Yeah.
And the dog thing, I mean, I think you said it. It's not like she gave away a baby.
Yeah.
I mean, gee whiz.
Yeah.
But it's all about Lisa being the manipulative genius. I mean, that really takes a lot of genius to manipulate the way that they claim she has.
Yeah. I don't know.
I
mean,
I think she's smart, but I mean, that's like evil genius.
Well, I think all she anticipated was her little minion at the store telling Teddy, and then that being it.
I don't know. The scene with Kyle and the family taking the sister to college
was
so sad.
Did that bring back memories?
It does, except she cried and the little sister cried. At least we didn't have a little sister to cry.
That is sad.
Yeah, so I thought it was very sad, but those girls are so ugly. I hate to say that. They all look, Mauricio is so good looking. I guess that there's your point.
See?
Right there.
That's why you can't marry somebody.
But he's good looking. Who would have thought you'd have ugly girls?
Well, you could see parts of him being ugly on a girl.
No, because his mom, I know they haven't shown his mom in a long time, but he looks like his mother, and she is a very pretty woman, I thought.
Hmm.
But those girls, I mean, the unibrow, the the whole thing. Anyway.
Yeah.
And then let's see. Oh, Lisa Rinna's photo shoot when she was in the garden, like with the hose and all of that.
Maybe I missed that.
She looked.
Oh no, I saw that.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
And she said, "I have never looked or felt so good in my whole life." So there.
She's like, funny.
Get it, girl. I think she is a little bit skinny. But for the photo shoot they did her hair and makeup. I mean, she looked really good.
Yeah.
And then do you have anything else?
I'm trying to remember if I saw the whole thing.
Did you see Erica's house? Who went to Erica's house? Was it Teddy?
The backyard was like
yes. I mean, the whole house is like a 90-year-old Duke of Duchess.
It looks like the Playboy Mansion.
Well, it wasn't as tacky as the Playboy Mansion. It was more like elegant, but just like I said, old people. Like,
well, it's weird because Erica is like,
she's so eclectic and
like drag queenish,
funky. Yeah, and she lives in a house that like Queen Elizabeth's little cousin would live in. I don't know.
Maybe she doesn't live there.
Oh.
Maybe she lives in an apartment.
interesting.
Maybe she lives in an apartment in downtown LA.
I could see her in one of the high rises that they sell on Million Dollar Listing.
Yeah. And she just says, like, this is our weekend getaway. Yeah.
And she lives next door to Josh.
Yeah, and just lives there.
with her hags.
And her, like, a little chihuahua.
Yes.
That she got from Lisa.
Don't buy anything from Lisa.
No Indian giving.
Forever. Yeah. Oh, and then one more thing I have, that Denise is getting married and was so nonchalant, casual about it. Like, yeah, we're going to get married.
Yeah, she's not adding much to this.
I don't think so either. And he was even like, well, you know, the numbers, I like the number 8 or something about the number 8. And she's like, okay, what does that mean? And he goes, well, like, we should get married on September the 8th.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
And she was like, that's in 10 days. And he's like, well, and, you know, but, you know, like, so he's got some, you know, at least it's a little interesting. And she's kind of like, okay. Like, sheesh.
Yeah.
Need to marry. Okay, he needs a paycheck because he just divorced Nicolette Sheridan. He got to get him another movie star.
He sells massages.
Yeah, I'm sure he's wealthy off his butt.
Maybe she won't sign a prenup. She seems dumb enough.
Yeah, it's true love. We don't need that.
Yeah.
So, that's all I have for reality.
Well, we saw a little bit of Real Housewives of Atlanta. Keeping good track.
They're having a big fight at this party where they're supposed to not wear their weaves.
Yeah, the no weave party.
only on that show.
Yeah.
That was so funny.
Yeah, but the skinny one got drunk and threw up on Eva's shoes.
God, that's disgusting.
They can't make that up.
No, she really got drunk, girlfriend. Ugh.
And, Candy was like, it's 9 o'clock.
Yeah, Candy was getting up. She's ready to go.
Yeah.
I gotta get out of here.
Yeah. Imagine, like, it's not like, I mean, it is like they're hanging out, but it's also like they're at work.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, they're just in that room probably, like, for hours. And Nene's crying.
And screaming at people. Yeah. And Marlo's screaming at people.
Yeah.
I want to know more about Marlo.
I know. Why isn't she a housewife?
I don't know. I don't know if they never wanted to hire her or if...
I mean, surely she gets paid to be on there.
She's too private because I think she does some sketchy things.
Well, she brings a lot to the table.
Oh, I think so too. She's all attitude. Attitude, style.
Yeah, exactly. Fights.
Do they show her house? They don't ever show her at her house.
No, because she's not a housewife.
Yeah, I'd like to see where she lives.
Well.
You want to talk about current events?
Project Runway.
Oh, we didn't even take notes.
I did.
You did? Were we sitting together?
In my mind.
Oh, well, I can remember.
That's how I study.
We watched it recently. I liked it.
I liked it, too.
The new people were not a disappointment.
Good judges.
I think Christian needs to come out of his shell a little bit. He's a little stiff.
Well, I'm not watching it for them. I'm watching it for the clothes.
Yeah, and he might be a little... He's trying to be too Tim Gunn. He needs to be more himself.
And Taylor Swift's friend was nothing like Taylor Swift, thank goodness.
Yeah, she was very Heidi Klum-ish. Maybe they need to stick with that formula.
Yeah.
And so, on those same notes, well, Nina Garcia is still Nina Garcia. The other guy is the Michael Kors guy.
Yeah.
And I think that kind of matched. And then who's the other person? Oh, that nice-looking girl with the suits.
Yeah.
Who was that judge? that was kind of a
they would have different ones.
Yeah, a revolving seat. Yeah. But I liked it, and I liked all the people were weird, except for a couple. But the outfits were unique, and it's just true to course. Same Project Runway. I liked it.
Yep. I think that's to be expected. The weird people.
Yeah. I mean, there's got to be people that are not that weird that can design.
Well, they always have like a freak that looks like a freak. Then they always have like some like Mother Nature looking lady. And they always have like some punk dude who's like either he's gay or he's straight, but he has a chip on his shoulder.
With a lot of tattoos.
Yeah. And he's like, yeah. But he can make amazing dresses.
Yeah.
And then they always have like a common person who like doesn't even wear cute clothes, like wears Walmart clothes.
Yes.
So like that
wallflower.
Yeah.
It's always the wallflower with no makeup,
yeah.
Dirty hair. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's who they have.
Yeah. You're right. And then there's usually a cute one. Who's a cute one?
Well, I wanted to hear more from that bitchy guy that was like, she's just not on like our level. He seemed like, yeah, he was the rocker with the chip on his shoulder.
Yeah, yeah. Like he's masculine, he's the man.
Yeah, but he was good looking.
Yeah. But I mean, like the pretty girl. There's usually a pretty girl.
She just got kicked off.
Was that supposed to be the pretty girl?
Well, she was pretty.
Yeah. I get, yeah, she was pretty full of herself too, but
yeah.
I think she'd have been interesting if she'd have stayed.
Yeah.
Instead of the girl that did stay that couldn't even sew her pieces together.
Well, but in terms of design and like the concept, neither of them were executed, but it did, that girl that was crying did have a more interesting concept.
Yeah, because the blonde girl
was going to do a tweed jacket and then a skirt.
Put a tweed jacket on top of the black skirt.
Yeah. So the other one was at least going to put like a plus size leotard.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a different twist.
Yeah.
Models are
regular.
Well, some are model looking, like, you know, 6 feet tall and 100 pounds, but some of them are plus size. So you never, and are they going to switch them every week? I wonder.
Well, they drew them off the table.
Right. But like in previous seasons, you had your same model.
Well, I think they should switch. That makes it more challenging.
Well, especially since they're all different sizes. Yeah. Because in the past, they were all regular runway models.
Yeah. True.
So this way,
well,
they're all different.
And that takes a big part out of it out, because they don't have to remeasure every time then.
Yeah. And rethink the
fit.
The fit, the lines, you know, if you got a big busted woman, you're not gonna put her in a tube top, or you shouldn't.
Yeah,
you know, that kind of stuff.
True. They should. I think that's interesting.
Yeah, I think that's probably the concept. Like, they'll be drawing for their model every week.
Huh.
It's a different twist.
That is interesting.
And there is a trans.
Yeah,
that was, you know, a big deal. But anyway,
well, we can talk about College Gate.
Yes, I can't get enough. But they're not reporting anything anymore. I have to go on the internet and find stuff.
Well, I love this kind of crime. We call this rich people crimes.
We call it the hypocrites from Hollywood.
Well, I just watched this YouTube video of this girl who went to school with Olivia.
Yeah.
And she was like,
she's Aunt Becky's daughter.
Yeah. She was like, yeah, I always knew she hated school, so I was so confused how she got into USC. But
I heard conflicting reports that her and her sister had both dropped out amid all of this scandal. But then I heard the opposite, that she was still there. So I don't know what's true or not.
Hmm.
But I mean, how can you continue to go to USC with all of this?
Right.
I mean, and really, I don't know how the schools are allowing it because, you know, if I stole a car and gave it to you and the cops caught me, you're not keeping that car?
Yeah, true.
I mean, that's stolen property. Same with what they're doing.
They're just probably going to put pressure.
Yeah.
You know, like maybe they'll just show it like on a loop in like the cafeterias.
Yeah. Have you seen this girl? Yeah.
They'll just put pressure on it, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. I just feel like this is 33 people or however many. There's 33,000 people that have probably done this and got away with it.
Well,
I mean, this is nothing new.
Yeah, I think that Gary V is probably saying I told you so. Because Gary V has this whole spiel on why college is not important. And now he's going to say, see, none of these people even deserve their degrees.
Yeah, and then what are they going to do with them?
Yeah.
They learned absolutely nothing because they knew nothing going in. Well, and that's, I don't know if you heard of Mike Rowe. He did the Dirty Jobs.
Oh, yeah.
I follow him on Twitter and other social media. And he's very, that mindset, very practical, very down to earth. And I mean, he made, you know, Dirty Jobs. He believes in that. You know, not everybody's meant to go to college. There's people that need to do these dirty jobs.
Yeah.
And that, talented and can do these dirty jobs. We need mechanics. We need plumbers. Right. We need. So yeah, somebody asked him on Facebook, I think it was, what do you think about, you know, the college scandal? And, you know, and he said, I don't like to judge. I think it's very unfortunate. And he said, you know, there's just a lot of people that proves you don't really, if you can't get in, you probably shouldn't go.
Right.
So anyway, I agree with all that. I think, but like I said, I think it's been happening a long time. And the fact that the schools are not getting in trouble, what the heck?
Yeah. I don't know how they worked that out.
I know. Like, okay, the coach who gave the $100,000 scholarship to some dude at UT that never played tennis before, he's fired and he's going to go to court. What about the school? Did the coaches have that much leverage that the school doesn't even
checks or balances?
Yeah. I mean,
well, how would they know? Who would know that kid doesn't actually play tennis? What kind of proof do you have to have?
Well, I guess they take the coach's word.
Well, like, think about any. I don't
like
know.
Like, the coach
much,
went to scout.
Yeah, I don't know anything about recruiting, but if a coach went to, you know, the high school and saw blah, blah, blah play football and then says, I want blah, blah, blah to play on our football team.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't have like a certificate that you played football.
Yeah.
Or a grade from football class.
Well, but that's supposed to be the reason that they fudged on the sports, because although they could pay people to take SATs and get those good scores, they could not fudge the GPAs from high school.
Yeah.
So that was holding some of them back from getting in. So then they would go the sports route.
Yeah.
So then I guess that's how you do it. I'm a dummy in high school, but I can play tennis. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. It all seems everybody knows.
Yeah. Everybody knows. And this guy, they said, what's his name? Street, whatever. He had been wearing a wire for a year. They arrested him and cracked down on him a year ago.
Wow.
Part of his plea bargain or settlement or whatever to get leniency was to wear a wire. And that's how they got all these other convictions.
Wow.
What a rat.
What a rat.
You rat bastard.
I mean,
yeah.
not to be on a heavy note, but remember all of the molestation with the Penn State?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, think about all the people that knew that. And that was like, that's a serious, serious crime. Like,
yeah, not just changing grades.
Yeah, like, I could probably look the other way if I saw somebody changing grades. And I have pretty good ethics is what I'm saying. Like, think about how many people really know.
Yeah, that this guy was taking little boys into the showers daily.
Well, not about that, about this.
Yeah.
I'm saying all those people knew about that and were ignoring it.
Exactly.
All the people that really know.
That was very hurtful.
Yeah, and that's disgusting. All the people that really know about the grade changing, they're probably like, eh.
Yeah, happens all the
time. Yeah, somebody else will take care of it if it's a problem, right? That's not my place.
Coach Lombardi said he's good.
Yeah.
Let's bring him in. Nobody's going to question that.
Yeah, we got our tennis team. Why do we – who cares? Who cares who they put on the bench?
Yeah, head coach. As long as he wins. Yep. He says we need this person, we take him.
Yep.
Exactly right. It's terrible. They had one guy, his dad is like a major CEO of some company in New York, and paid to get his kid into, I think, Yale. They found, and I haven't seen this anywhere else, I just saw it on one snippet on some show I was watching. They found the son on the street in New York, smoking a joint, saying, yeah, my dad was just hell-bent on me going to school.
Wow.
Smoking a joint. And it's like, man, I bet he's proud of you now.
Well, on Heather McDonald, she said that somebody had gotten their kid to put on the water polo, like, onesie and the helmet. And actually had a photo shoot of him in the pool, like, pretending to play.
Like he was on a team.
Yes! So that they could Photoshop some pictures for something.
Well, so he knows.
Well, yeah, that's what she was saying about that. She was like, I don't know if they all know, but she was like, I don't know how you can lie and say, we're just doing this for...
Yeah, this is for fun. We're going to put this on Facebook.
Yeah, so... I don't know.
I don't know. Well, and like she said, too, because I did hear her talk about it, too, that what about their friends? Because, you know, Olivia, like you said, Olivia's friends, she's dumb.
Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, you don't live your whole high school and people not know if you're college material or not.
Yeah.
Everybody knows everybody else.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you're going to college? Wow.
You're going to USC.
Yeah. Well, and they were even saying, I don't know that much about it, I guess, but that's not an Ivy League school.
Well, I think it's
UT, but UT, I mean, it is hard to get in.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Ivy League schools are Yale, Princeton,
well,
Harvard.
Well, I thought everybody that was going to Yale, Princeton, and Harvard had somebody that had gone there. I didn't think that anybody could get in, really.
No, you can get in. I think there are some, what they call it, legacy.
Well,
spots.
I watched Gilmore Girls, and it was hard for her to get into Yale.
It was, because grandfather had to pull some strings.
See? I thought that's the only way you could go to an Ivy League school.
Well, except they need some diversity, so that's where the minorities come in, and that's why Harvard is now getting sued by an Asian person, because they claim that he's got much better grades than most of the people that are getting in above him, because they've got their quota of Asians, because all the Asians are smart.
Huh. I thought that's why they called it an Ivy League. Like, it was like a league, like it was like a group.
Oh. Interesting. I don't know.
Because then, if you were regular, you go to regular schools.
That's very interesting.
I really didn't think that.
That might be true. We should Google
it. I didn't think anybody could go.
Yeah, it's open. I mean, and if you get in, it's very prestigious. you know, unless your dad was, you know, donated a library wing, you know, 30 years ago.
And it's like whenever Elle Woods goes to Yale and she goes, what, like it's hard?
I love that.
Well, we'll have to stay posted on College Gate.
Yeah, we will. We do. What are the current events? Oh, something that interests me, maybe not you. First big mob hit in New York City since the 1980s happened this week.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, the last one to get whacked was Paul Castellano, and he was the head of the Gambino crime family, and rumor is that it was John Gotti that did it because John Gotti wanted to be the boss.
I saw that movie.
Yeah. He was the last crime boss to get whacked until this week.
Wow.
Yeah. And they suspect that it's John Gotti's brother who has now stepped up to take over the Gambino crime family, and he's making his presence known.
Huh.
Because he's been in jail for like the last 25 years for some drug charges or something. Anyway.
Well, we loved that movie, and it got 0% on Rotten Tomatoes.
I like the mafia, so this is the true stuff. I need more details.
I think the news is scared to report on it.
They are so no details, very like pictures are just like the one picture they show in front of the house. It's like, that's it. It's like they're so worried, or I don't know, just not a lot of news about what's going on.
Well, they could add that to the gun control spiel if they wanted to, but
I think they're trying to figure out how to blame it on Trump, but I don't know if they can get there yet. Maybe he's involved.
Huge. This is huge.
It's huge. They think they're in charge. I'm in charge.
Yeah. If he had connections to the mafia, I wouldn't be surprised.
Oh no! I mean, he
grew up in New York.
He and major developer. Who do you think does all that contracting? And I mean, oh yeah. I don't think he was a member.
No,
of the
mob. No.
I think he worked.
He knows them.
And I think you have to work with the mob. You have to, you know, collaborate. That's a good word.
Wouldn't it be cool if this podcast got like a lot of views and a lot of hits because we're talking about Trump being part of the mafia?
Wow. I bet nobody thought of that before us.
No, because people don't think about the mafia. The only facts they know is what is on the TV.
Exactly.
They don't know any other facts, so.
And, you know, I remember, I don't know when I first got infatuated with the mafia, but I've always loved mafia stories. And,
hello?
Howard Stern, I'm here, I'm trying to think. Howard Stern, a long time ago, I used to listen to him in the morning sometimes. He had Henry Hill, who was the rat mafia turncoat that is the guy on Wise Guys. He had the real Henry Hill on his show talking about his life as a mobster. And I was infatuated. And he told Howard Stern, you think Giuliani ran New York? You think whoever the other Mayor Koch ran New York? They didn't run New York. The mob runs New York. Don't forget that. And I think that's so true.
It's so fascinating.
I know. And all the whole part of it is for them to be behind the scenes running the, you know, yeah. It's the one that come out and try to be, you know, macho and bragging. They're the ones that get in trouble.
Yeah, that's when you get shot.
John Gotti. Teflon John. And Tony Soprano. Oh, he wasn't real.
Oh. Well, that's all the news I have.
Yeah, there's lots of news because I'm obsessed with the news this week. What are you obsessed with?
You're obsessed with the news?
Yes.
Real news or fake news?
Well, I watch both.
Oh.
And I try to figure out what's what.
Yeah.
It's kind of a game.
It's a game. I am re-obsessed with Gary Vaynerchuk this week. Oh. I kind of go on, you know, waves, because he does say the same thing over and over, which is what he always says.
Yeah.
He says, people on here are trying to tell me I say the same thing every time he says, I know. So, I've been back on Gary V.
Well, good.
Yeah. It's like, it's so weird whenever he says things. It's like the most obvious, but like you have to hear somebody else say it. And you're like, why did I need to hear him say that?
Yeah.
Like when I was listening to, it was How to Make 2019 Great, his podcast.
Yeah.
And he's just talking about like how many hours he goes really micro and he'll go really macro. And so he's like, how many hours do we have in the day? And he's like, okay, you know, the whole spiel, like you work for 9 hours, you travel for 1 hour, that's 10 hours. He's like, you sleep for 8 hours. He's like, what are you doing for the rest of that time? He's like, oh, Gary V, I'm so tired when I come home from my work. And he's like, all right, well, I guess you want to stay at that job. And I was like, man, that's true. Or he's like, Gary V, I have to spend time with my kids. And he's like, all right, spend time with your kids. He was like, what time do your kids go to bed? 8? Okay, well, you have from 8 to midnight to work on what you need to work on. He's like, that's 4 hours a day. I was like, dang. That's a long...
That's a part-time job.
Yeah.
It's 20 hours a week. You can do a lot.
I know. That's what he said. He was like, and most...
Then you got the weekend.
Yeah. He's like, I'm not telling you not to sleep. I'm not telling you not to spend time with your kids. I'm telling you to stop watching reruns of Lost.
Yes. I know. And, you know, it's exactly right. Somebody I follow on Instagram said that they just happened to look at, there's an Instagram timer or something. I have no clue. And they were averaging 6.5 hours a day on Instagram.
Well,
that's a lot of wasted time.
There's no way I spend that much time on Instagram.
You need to find that timer so we can see.
Okay. I'll make a bet right now. I bet I spend throughout the day, I would bet like 3 hours.
That's still a lot.
I know. But if you think like, well, I'm thinking like I spend 15 minutes right when I wake up.
Okay.
15 minutes, you know, 10 minutes, 10 minutes. That's already almost an hour of just like, just when I periodically check it. Then at lunch, I spend like 30 minutes on my own. So that's like an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Then when I come home, I spend like an hour. So maybe 2.5 hours.
Okay.
But I don't know.
What's acceptable?
Well, I don't know. To Gary V, definitely that would not be acceptable to Gary V.
Well, unless you're doing your posting and stuff.
Well, true. I mean, yeah. True. Or like commenting or... Yeah. Networking.
Yeah, because that's what you're doing the whole time.
Sometimes, most of the time.
Well, yeah, no doubt, because you do that.
Yeah, I like people that do makeup, comment on it.
Yeah.
Well, that's all I have for the podcast. We've already been on here for 58 minutes.
Oh, no.
We better cut it off. Our one listener won't be able to finish.
Big shout out to our one big fan.
Yeah, you know who you are.
Love you.
All right.
Yeah, well, we missed Thursday, so we had to catch up. So this week may be a little shorter.
True, because we'll have to do it on Thursday.
Yeah, and no Bachelor though. So
better get some current events for us to talk about.
We'll have to fill in. We'll have a Project Runway, and we'll have a Project Runway. Yeah. Okay.
All right. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to subscribe, share, and like.
Check night night.
Check out my Instagram, Lindsay yeah. R. Trahan.
Check out Lindsay's Instagram. Check out my Instagram, Trahan Home.
She doesn't know her name.
I used to have another one. That's why it was confusing.
Yeah, and then it got naked hacked.
Because I got hacked with porn. Okay.
Bye.
Bye.